Starship has landed.
Has landed.
On your continent. This is VFM Live.
Roots Rock Reggae Music. Roots Rock Reggae Music.
Brothers and sisters,
brothers and sisters,
yeah.
greetings and welcome to VFM Live. It's a Tuesday and it's a reggae time with Santa. Fling Your Stone is the name of this show. Wagwan family. Mr. U Mundell at King James Junkall. What a great day. What a great day indeed when Africa can be truly free. Greetings wherever you are, if you are in Africa, yosh. America, Europe, Asia, wadada. Tell a friend to tell a friend and tell a friend to tell a friend still to tune in.
Talking about the negative stereotype of black people. Sometimes when you watch your television, you see the negative side of black people. You might see the gangster side or the slackness side of black people. But there is more to black people than what you see on the TV. You understand? Yeah. You have different kind of black people. This one is called We Are Some of Those Kind of Black Man. Run a track. This time won't be like the last time. It's a different kind of black man time. Black man of the positive kind. Black man who is no longer blind. Yow, 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 yow. We are some of them kind of black man. Whoa. We are some of them kind of black man. Whoa, yeah. We are some of them kind of black man. Whoa. We are some of them kind of black man, oh yeah. We are some of them kind of black man, oh. We are some of them kind of black man, oh yeah. We are some of them black man who's we own a boss. We are some of them black man who's no longer lost. We are some of them black man who has seen the mistakes of the past. And we are correcting them fast. We are some of them black man of that ancient breed. We are some of them black man who can write and read. We are some of them black man who can be no longer deceived. Mentally our minds have been freed. We are some of them kind of black man. Whoa. We are some of them kind of black man. Whoa, yeah.
Mr. Maccabee, we are some kind of them black man there.
We are
the ones that have learned from history, that want to change, that have opened their eyes and are no longer sleepwalking.
The media and project is the crime and the sport and the music and the sex. What about the black scholars and the black intellects? We're not alike the ones up on your TV set. We don't call we woman bitch, we call them princess. We're seeking the knowledge, we want to progress. I forget we serve out of this mess. Yes, yes, we are some of them black man with we hold our mind.
I don't know, that should be the minority of black people that have woken up and want to change and have learned from their past.
We are some of them black man that they can't defeat. We are some of them black man.
Judging by what is happening in Southern Africa, South Africa to be precise, it looks like we don't learn much from our history.
We are some of them kind of black man, whoa. We are some of them kind of black man, whoa.
I am out of superlatives. I am appalled. I'm disgusted. I'm out of superlatives, like I said. I don't know how to describe how I feel when I see black man killing black man over the scraps under the table. Yes, family, the name is Santa and I'm out here in this little island of England. And like I said, I'm simply out of words. I can't describe how I feel about the problem going on down in South Africa.
Remember. the music which sends a message, tells of history, the truth and the right.
Mr. Neville O'Reilly Livingston, also known as Banuela. With a thing called Pit Stop, a piece we talk, a war we make.
Please save your life and strength to trample the dragon lord. When we reach in our whole amount, I love and respect your item. Teach your little sister and the same.
We are so hard on fellow man, on the little man, on the brother, not as hard on the politicians and the bankers and all the corporations that are causing all these things here.
All gone, being the cause of the innocent ones to comfort the afflicted and to keep them from wrong. Let the hate.
We need love and more love. We need, and we need to realize that blood is the color. All this tribalism, racism, and all that, those are manufactured differences, because essentially we all slaves under the same system. It doesn't matter where you are. You might be in China, you might be in Japan, you might be in Kenya, you might be in Mauritius. We all living under the same system. We need to look at why are foreigners are flooding South Africa. We also need to consider why South Africa has been accepting them for so long at the expense of their own citizens. At the same time, we have to take note that this immigration issue is not a strictly Southern African or South African issue. The only thing with South Africa is it turns out it looks like an oasis in the middle of a desert. So basically everyone who is thirsty will flock in that direction. Now, as in every country that includes Europe and particularly England, where this race and tribal issue is a common topic now that we're heading towards elections. Immigration works for the corporations, it works for the companies, it works for the governments. It just does not work for the population, the local, the natives of the land.
Understanding.
Misty and Roots with this thing called Jah Bless Africa, and of course Sigalela, Isha Comborera. We need Jah Bless and right now. Before this tune here was a tune from the Gaylords called Love and Understand. We could do with that too. A little love, a lot more understanding, and a lot of tolerance. Listen to me, family. There are no accidents in politics, in life. There are no accidents. This man here who started all this hate thing, which they want to call xenophobia, I don't subscribe to those fancy terms. It's simply hate coupled with bags full of ignorance. Anyway, this man here, they call the Zulu King here, he is doing exactly the same as the other guy that they called Gacha Buthelezi. If you remember, Buthelezi was the comrade disaster of the South African because of the South African peace process. Because he didn't stop fighting. He needed Kissinger to come all the way from America and tell him, yo, the war is over, it's black man time now. Now we got this new king, I don't know what his name is. Is it still Zwelithini? I hope not. I used to like Zwelithini, but whoever this new king is just full of it. And Zuma's kid is not helping it either. And neither are a lot of our own people, the so-called pundits. They're not helping the situation. We all need to collectively cool down, sit down, and see what started this fire here. What's the real reason? Because like I'm saying, there's no accidents in this life here. What is the meaning of life? Down there in the southern part of Africa, we seem to have lost the meaning and value of life. Zimbabweans are flocking to South Africa, if the truth be told, because Robert Mugabe and his cronies have run the country down in the 34 years they've been in power. He might be loud, popular, you might like him, I don't really care. He ruined my life, he ruined many lives that I know. It's not a rocket science. All that has to be done is fix Zimbabwe, get the people back home. I will be back home too if the country is fixed. Yes, but for the South Africans, that will not change a lot, because it's not Zimbabweans only that are in there. We got Somalis, Ethiopians, Eritreans, Jamaicans, we got Nigerians, Ghanaians, everybody's there, Mozambicans, yes, like that brother that they killed the other day. The question is, why are all those people, those nationalities, leaving their countries? In cases of countries like Nigeria, where they make billions a year in oil sales, we can ask the question justifiably. But again, the borders that we call our borders are artificial borders, borders made by the invaders and the imperialists. Are we going to stick to those borders? Even the languages, the tribes that we call ourselves or identify ourselves by, are a hand down from history written for us by our conquerors. So, as to how much weight that carries, that is up to you. But you got to carry it alone. As far as I'm concerned, history remains a mystery that's been rewritten all the time, every day, by the conquerors, because freedom and independence are a myth. If it was real, we wouldn't be saddled with revolutionaries that have turned into mercenaries. There is not a single country in Africa that is free. You listen to Mugabe, he knows these things, yeah. He was talking about Gabon and all them Francophone countries. He knows. But for some strange reason, he can't even fix his own country. Many foreigners are being killed for being in Africa when they are Africans.
Some youth is going to the west, oh yeah. Some youth is going to the north. Some youth is going to the south, oh yeah. Some youth is going to the far east. Now my brothers and sisters, you better listen to me. Stop your war, foolish fighting. It's much more that we are lost.
Anyway, this is how the system works. Right now, about 3,000 people died last year trying to cross the Mediterranean into Europe. They were mostly people from Libya. And the reason was the establishment went out and bombed Libya, killed the leader, and ruined the country. And now nobody can stay in the blood clot country, right? If you know how Zimbabwe was actually ruined, you will relate it again to the World Bank, because ever since that ESAP thing came, Zimbabwe never been right.
Oh yeah, some youth is going to the north. Some youth is going to the south.
Right now, Europe is going through the same thing. Only in this case it's called austerity, but it's the same thing. Watch what happens.
Stop your war, foolish fighting. Oh yeah. It's much more that we are lasting.
When the World Bank ruins Zimbabwe, Mugabe had to go onto the land issue as a desperate vote collecting measure. It wasn't a real thing because it had been going on for 20 years saying, ah, vote for me, I'll give you land, vote for me, I'll give you land.
You are a thing, that's it. But right now, I just love where I deal it. Yes, I am. I want black man. Tell you where I want black man. You say we stop to run. Man, we are steppy and strong. You say we steppy little stronger. Man, you live much longer. Go and spread it in England. Go and spread it in America.
Stop is fussing and crying.
If you remember well, at the beginning of the farm invasions, the instruction was don't take baggage onto the farms because it was meant to be a demonstration. But Chenjerai Wunzwi had other ideas, so Mugabe, instead of losing face, he had to play along. That was not his original plan. He was just failing to move on the farms and hoping to get the British to react. But unfortunately, Wunzwi and the people had other ideas. Well, after we took the farms, you know the rest of the story. Some stole irrigation equipment and sold it for scrap. And right now we have to import food from countries like Zambia, South Africa, countries that used to get food from we. So so essentially that's how we ruined our country, and you can add massive corruption onto that. we see the likes of Sevilla Kasukwera. You can't believe that boy is not so much older than me. Now, I hear he is building a 40-bedroom house. What do you want with 40 bedrooms? We need to respect ourselves first. We need something that's called self-respect. It makes it easy to respect the people around you. And our politicians don't have that.
Oh yes, it's been happening and still happening. And we don't want no more, boy. No. Yes, it's been happening. Well, now. Trouble, we don't want no more of that. Oh no, trouble. I know that we are defamed. See, I give Jah praises in the morning. Alone at my bed, when I hear the people say, oh, 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 well. They start sitting up and the licking cup. One by one, they'll take a little sob, say that the war is over. No more war, boy. We now see ourselves in a unity. Celebrating with a better colleague. Now that the war is over, no more war. Trouble war. Yeah. We don't want no more attack. Oh no, no. Trouble war. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Said I know that we are.
Mr. George Nooks with the tune called Tribal War, and before that was a Culture alongside Errol Scotcher, tune called Peace Train. The more you think about it, the more you realize that there is only one tribe of people on this earth, and it's called the human race. That's the only tribe. There's no reason. The more you think about it, the more you realize there's absolutely no reason why even one person should die.
See ourselves in a unity, celebrating with a better calling. Now that the war is over, no more war, yeah. Tribal war. Oh no, we don't
want the rest of our lives. Rastafari can help I and I in this time, I say. Sure. Cause it rained in Babylon this day now. Jah Rastafari on a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday afternoon, boy. Jah Rastafari on a Thursday, a Friday, and even Saturday too, yeah. Haile Selassie on a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday afternoon, boy. Haile Selassie on a Thursday, a Friday, even Saturday too, yeah. Cause I said I know that Jah is real. Because this is something that I know, not just what I feel. I know that Jah is real. Yes, this is something that I know, not just what I feel. No. Some dey on the television, and I try denounce the man.
feel, them a feel, cause them no know about the man. Some dip on the radio, and I chat with them no know. A rumor them a spread, me no say nothing no go. So me said I know that Jaja, he is real. Crowd of people, it's something that I know, not just what I feel. So Rastafari on a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday afternoon, boy. Jah Rastafari on a Thursday, a Friday, even Saturday too, boy. Haile Selassie on a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday afternoon, girl. Haile Selassie on a Thursday, a Friday, even Saturday will do. Run them around half the mouth, but we don't care a damn. Because a tear us the man.
Only true love will help us out of this scene, yeah. Because we are mostly between a rock and a hard place.
The battle might be hot, but the victory will be sweet. Oh, what a joy to see them trampling on their feet. Because I know
because our politicians have ruined Zimbabwe, people have to go to South Africa and try and eke out a living and risk being yammed by a crocodile while crossing the river, being robbed by them vagabonds when them walk across the distance between them two countries, being underpaid when they get jobs in South Africa, and being bitter when they eventually start making a life. And then lately, they killing them too. I know it's not strictly Zimbabweans. I know I seen a Mozambican brother who was murdered there. I've seen them when I was there. I seen them beat up Nigerians.
Rastafari on a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday afternoon, boy. Jah Rastafari on a Thursday, Friday.
Oh, 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 my. Oh, oh, wicked people. No more time for you and you and you. I see you go to war every day, shooting your brothers. Seem you lost your sanity, no love for one another. You must be children of the devil, for them to control your mind. What's really happening to mankind? What are they shooting for? Juvenile tribal.
Yeah, children of the devil are doing their father's work.
See you turn the youths into creatures, monsters of the earth. They don't have time to see what life is really worth.
If you are not strong and you are full of ignorance, the system will change you. They will use you, then abuse you and throw you away. Because this violence thing is the same as the kind of violence that we do during election time, both in Zimbabwe and South Africa. It doesn't make sense to me. If you beat up supporters of the other party, does it guarantee victory to your party? Or does it help change their minds? If you beat up and bend down immigrants' businesses just because they are black like you, because that is what you do. You only bend down black businesses, Ethiopian, Somali, Zimbabwe, Nigerian and such.
happening to mankind? What are they shooting?
Does it make your life better? Do you get a job the very next day or the very next month? I'm curious, I need to know.
Ooh, I wish there a leader, wish dirty harmless creature, wish politician who is running the room. Yeah, what are they shooting for? To be not tribal war.
We need to wise up. There's no point in fighting over scraps when the country is getting stolen from under your feet. We need to change the way we think, the way we view this world, the way we suck up and subscribe to this faulty made-up history. I have a question for Zimbabweans, because I know when you're back in Zimbabwe, you're busy fighting on tribal lines. Well, not most of you, but some ignorant few. When those people are killing us and burning us in South Africa, do they first ask you whether you are Shona or Ndebele or Kalanga? I need to know. The answer to that question must show you that we are all one people, including those idiots that are setting other people on fire. They're just ignorant and full of hate, and they are therefore easy to manipulate. You see, hate is the only thing, is the only kind of chemical that will eat the container that holds it. So when you're full of hate, you quickly become empty and you can be filled with other absurd ideas and opinions.
Change your life, change, change up your lives, burn the devices or fire on the burn you won't day and night, boy. Whoa, and long, boy.
Capleton alongside Yami Bolo, tune call, put down your weapon. That weapon of destruction.
Your monster, put down your weapon. Your weapon of destruction.
I've got a few rules that I live by. One of them is the man who tries to create strife between me and my brother deserves a beating. And the second one is anyone who gives you weapons to fight your brother deserves to be shot with their own gun.
Man, them raise a blade. Judgment, them food stamp and them curse. Judgment, them mark and judgment, them curve.
There's no reason anyone should die. Absolutely. Think about it, you'll see what I mean. We can either talk about things or we can change these things here without anyone having to die. Because we the people make these systems function. All we have to do is stop participating and justifying these criminal entities. Well, what I mean is our leaders don't care not one bit about us. Zuma and I think Zuma was dancing with Grace Mugabe while people were burning other people in the streets. No. Even if you look at the reaction times of the police, that's ridiculous when a situation like that needs attention.
If we know not love and practice not love, then you know we're gonna do drugs, things, and so this one is from the Black Royal Nation. Bless us.
Do I not sing with the bites for the angel and turn up the timber? We don't love, we're nothing.
Melaku, Jaja, take my truth, yeah.
The way of the system is getting uptight.
Aye, listen, oh, aye, listen.
Say the youth get desperate and we want to fight.
What is it you doing?
Take a little stroll down the street the other night.
Yeah, yeah.
Hear some gunshot echo and a youth losing life. But I tell them, spread a little love and let your blessing go round.
Listen up, listen up.
Place your feet on higher ground. Humble as a dove and let your blessing touch down. And give some love to someone with the heart.
Be humble and wise, be humble and wise. Speak of the truth and not the lies. Thou just be strong as the eye. Even I will help the eye. Rastafari paradise. You see black people feel the vibes. Rise them business, the Pharisees and scribes. Come within the villages, they want to bring a dirty lifestyle. And communities, I've got to build the wicked man like oranges. I've got to link the warrior from Brighton. Can you bring the marijuana? Smell it from a windowsill where Rastafari prevent the blood from spill. With one love from the heart,
and know that society is fighting the truth.
We are defending.
But it's time for our unite to teach the youth the root.
Yeah,
say I unite, your bingy will reign forever. Oh Lord. Because the love is the foundation on which I must stand. And that's why I say, spread a little love and let your blessing go round. Place your feet on higher ground. Humble as a dove and let your blessing touch down. And spread some love to someone who is
strong. Feeling so hungry, fire they go bless. Love to see black people living in the lovely west. Going for them, doing the mountain, Rasta them a mess. Now who the hell can stop the girl to you them from this? That's how I love my friends, that's how I love my power. But I said that this is why to life really go. And to my black people, they live that open door. Rastafari never ignore. speak of the truth and not the lies. This one of the hype, when I will all die. This is Rastafari paradise. Now just be humble and wise. Be humble and wise. Your brother, you must never criticize. Now, strong as the hype, when I will all die. Yes, I'm black people paradise.
Beg your peace, come at me, trample please. I'm gonna make a speech and then me trample God to ease. I'm gonna make a speech and then me trample the beast. Some say me simple and then think me you're the least. But give me, give me, give me, give me, give me.
Just be humble and wise, be humble and wise. Speak of the truth and not the lies. Yo, just be strong as the eye.
On your continent, this is VFM streaming live from that continent to your continent. To your continent. VFM Live, the mother of all entertainment desires.
Understanding instead of fussing and fighting. Can you dig it? Yes, can you dig it? More love and understanding. War and crime, man, don't lose your mind. Can you dig it? Yes, can you dig it? Whoa. We need more love and understanding. This is what the Lord is commanding. Don't sell your soul, you'll be cold, oh so very cold. The time is right to end all foolish fight. Don't throw your love away, oh no. Tribulation, late night is to come. Whoa, can't you dig it? Yes, can't you dig it?
Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
War and strife is not the answer. No way. Can you dig it? Yes, can you dig it? See, you need more love and understanding. This is what the Lord is commanding. Don't sell your soul, you'll be cold, oh so very cold. The time is right to end all foolish fight. Don't throw your love away, oh no. No, don't throw your love away, oh no. Yes, can you dig it?
Can you dig it?
Can you dig it? Want to dig it?
Can you dig it?
Yes, dig it.
Can you dig it?
Look it. We need love and understanding instead of fussing and fighting. Can you dig it? Yes, can you dig it? War and crime, man, don't lose your mind. I'll tell you one more time. We need more love and understanding. This is what the Lord is commanding. Don't sell your soul, you'll be cold, oh so very cold. The time is right to end all foolish fight. Don't close your love away, oh no.
Thank you.
Martin Luther King Jr., we must love each other. When hope is lost, all is lost, including love. There is way too much hate and we can't sustain it. Everybody hates everybody. White people hate black people hate white people hate Indians hate black people, Indians hate white people hate Indians. Where is the love? And then when we come down there, this tribe don't like that tribe, this religious group don't like that religious group, this football team supporters don't like that football team supporter. It's ridiculously too much people. We have to cut this hate business out of our lives. We are so fragmented, divided, separated, and very easy to rule. We stand on rooftops and on the highest mountains and say the highest accolades to the biggest thieves on the land. Yet when a skinny little boy steals a loaf of bread because he's actually hungry, we set him on fire. When our neighbors buys a new car because he's been working hard, sleepless nights, sleepless days, 1 meal a day, we become jealousy, we become angry, we become envious and seek to take away what he's worked hard for. What's wrong with us, Jah people?
We cry for peace.
This is how this divide and conquer thing works. Right now it's the foreigners that are the supposed or assumed problem. If by some chance we get rid of the foreigners, the next thing will be, oh, this tribe has got all the nice jobs, or that tribe is getting all the big paying jobs. It doesn't stop. And the alternatives to that are not better either, because that's how it's meant to work. It's divide and conquer.
Thank you.
are all Africans from my chicos. All Africans born in this marginalized continent. All of us are scrambling and scrapping for your survival. So, why should you kill your brother for scraps? We are in the habit of backing up the wrong tree. I'm sure you know how a skunk behaves when dogs are chasing it. He just stinks the whole place to an extent that dogs are just running all over the place and chasing their tails. Eventually they back up the wrong tree. They can't figure out where this skunk went. We need to know the real enemy, otherwise we will always be fighting the wrong battles. We need to get together, all Africa, all people of the world, because our situations are the same. Our governments and corporations have teamed up, and this is fascism, because fascism is defined as a merger between government and corporations. A lot of people would like to believe that Zimbabwe, especially Mugabe, is different. Believe me, he's not. He's the same as Mandela, the same as Barack Obama, good luck Jonathan. Think of any thief, it will fit. In South Africa, just before the transition, big time corruption kicked in there. A merger between our politicians and the previous politicians. And that hasn't stopped.
My soul cries every day now.
Oh. Greetings and welcome to everyone who's joining us now. The name is Asante and this is VFM Live. This is Machikos with another one called Where to Find Peace. You try run away from Zimbabwe, try South Africa. It don't work either. Maybe you want to try England. You're still a foreigner. The African story is a pitiful story. It indeed is, because there is no country on this earth where there is no immigrant Africans there. Reason being, our governments failed, or they've essentially failed the people. It's mainly through corruption, ineptness, all bordering around greed. And really, we shouldn't be blaming the politicians as such, because they are working on a template that is ages old. It is we, the people, that build the monsters that end up terrifying us for the rest of our lives, chasing us right across the breadth of the world. Think back a little. How many of us used to chant, "Long live Mugabe, long live Kamuzu Banda, long live Mobutu Sese Seko"? They indeed actually lived long, because we wish them as such, because there's a law of nature. It's called abracadabra. What that means is, by the word of our mouth, we create. So, if you wish somebody well, things will actually go well for them, because you have created such a positive force. So when we wish Kamuzu or Mugabe or Mobutu to live long, they actually get to live long, because we have a collective creation that we have made here of a positive force. That is why your fears, your biggest fears, always manifest themselves, because you have made them manifest in your mind. Let's put our mind together and manifest love for everybody. Wish everybody well.
The other day I saw a lady's walk.
the establishment, some call it the system, I call them vampires. They thrive on the system of confusion. What they do is they create a problem, cause confusion, and down the line they bring a solution for the same problem that they created. And naturally, as people, we feel indebted to them for bringing a solution to our predicament. And as such, that gives them a free pass to go ahead and do other things that they want to do, because we now have confidence in them.
Can't solve it at all. Hear this. Another time I saw a youth man.
Like I said earlier, anyone who comes to me proposing that I fight somebody, it don't matter the color of their skin, because to me blood is the color. That man, this man, the other man, they all the same man.
Can't solve the problem. Tribal war.
So if you come to me suggesting that I violently confront my brother, I will violently confront you, because you are the cause of the problem. I can talk to my brother anytime.
We should live in love.
And I'm willing to compromise.
The arms of God is helpless.
For peace, I will give anything.
Countries against countries. What do we need? All we need is love. We need to give them our war. We don't need no war.
Say a prayer for the world. Read a song for boys and girls. Spread your love around. Every city and every town. Some glorifying violence. Preaching too much war. Sisters and brothers, they're taking it too far. Too much grenades, too much handguns, too much tall up. Too much gangsters, too much mobsters, too much bodies piled up. Say a prayer for the world. Breed a song for boys and girls. Spread your love around. Every city and every town. Say a prayer for the world. Read a song for boys and girls. Spread your love around. Every city and every town. They're taking it into the music. And that shouldn't be. Artists and artists should live like brothers, not like enemies. Too much warriors, music on barriers. Too much children die.
We need to wake up, people, especially my Zulu family out there in South Africa. We need to wake up. We cannot continue to be used as tongues by the system.
Spread your love around every city and every town.
Remember, just before the end of apartheid, or the settlement, the peace settlement in South Africa, we had somebody called Gacha Buthelezi. The man was so intent on throwing a spanner into Mandela's works for God knows what reason.
Spread your love around every city and every town. Say a prayer for the...
Now we've got another Zulu. This one is a king now. And he's not helping, is he?
Spread your love around. Yeah. Say a prayer.
don't be used by the system, especially in South Africa. It's a very precarious country. Any African country that has a significant Muslim population is at risk of being disturbed by the system. Now, what usually happens in a situation like this is because the foreigners are being attacked, they get together and form security groups or, you know, protection groups where they protect each other. And these are easily transformed into vigilante groups. And within a short time, you got full-fledged tribal war going on there. And one thing leads to another, and this thing leads to another. But that is exactly what the system would like to see happening, because they thrived in confusion. Serious, a big time, that's how they roll. No confusion, nothing happens for them.
Say a prayer for the world, read a song for boys and girls, spread your love around every city and every town, some glorifying violence, preaching too much war.
The torment of one, happiness of two, for a fellow living city.
Yes, you know my name is Turbulence of the Future from the Trud Almighty Campus Seat. And you're tuned into Vision FM, home of pure entertainment. Am I really a seat? You're listening to the number one online radio station with the wickedest selector, Asante Kotoko. Boom, boom, boom. We play only righteousness, only roots rock reggae, or bone slackness, you said. With a laugh, hey, at the age of 18, I was roaming around with a gun in my waist. And if a boy this to program, then you know Vision FM, a gunshot in the face. At the age of 19, I was lost, couldn't be found, tearing up the place. Then came Rastafari, who saved I with his glory and grace. Vision FM, you run the world, yeah. Asante Kotoko, you run the world, yeah. Boom, boom, boom.
Keep on watch, cause when this one drop, enough bad boy for fire shot.
Yeah.
Oyava with this song called Paradise. It doesn't have to be a dream. Africa is a paradise. We just have to get rid of the thieves and criminals.
I feel like I belong to that place.
And the real thieves and criminals are there in all the high places in the land. For to them we have become like chaff in the wind, expendables. If they can kill 2-3 million people just to make a few billion dollars, surely what's the value of the human life? I suppose you remember the slogan, Amandla Ngawethu. Yes, that is true. Power is within us. We just have to be organized so we can stop this agonizing.
Is our protector and we fear not to say it's a prejudice word. Yeah, it's a prejudice word. Where is the black man's paradise? Malcolm X fought for yesterday and we're still fighting for today. Yes, yeah. Where is the black man's paradise? Now you're being held as fought for yesterday and we're still fighting for today. Philosophy that gives them superiority, calling us minority, and in their heart they know we're the majority. It's a prejudice world, yeah, in a prejudice world. Where is the black man's paradise? Harriet Tubman fought for yesterday, and we're still fighting for today. Yes, yeah. Where is the black man's paradise?
Morgan Heritage, the royal family, with a song called Black Man's Paradise. Where is it? A long time people talk about this. Marcus Garvey and them. Where is it?
I hope the message in this song will provide the strength we need to shout it out aloud.
We have our paradise. We just have to take it back.
Yeah.
Took it back from those thieves and criminals that pass for our leaders. And they are friends in the corporate world who are busy digging up everything they can cut away. We, the people, are the majority, and the criminals are in the minority. Even if you include their soldiers, their dogs, and all their things.
Powerful people will never educate powerless people in what it means to take the power away from them. The aim of powerful people is to stay powerful by any means necessary. John Henry Clark.
Ayoba with the tune Zimbabwe. What we need is unity, more love, and a little more courage.
Self-destruction is not an option in Africa.
You see, that guy who disappeared, I don't know if maybe they let him go now. Comrade, what was his name, that brother there? Itai Zamara. You see that guy there? He had the right idea. All we needed to do was all of us go out there and stand behind him. That was all.
Zimbabwe, Zimbabwe, Zimbabwe.
With the grace of the Most High, no one has to die if we do it right. Enough respect to Mr. Zamara. I wish him well. I hope he turns up. He hasn't been found yet. I hope those vampires let him go back to his family.
Your smiling
and the cool ruler, Mr. Tooth, Gregory Isaacs, tune called Protection. Protect me from my friends, now that I know who my enemies are. Now in our case out there in South Africa is protect me from my brothers, because I don't trust them anymore. You don't have to be like that, and nobody has to die, not for scraps, no, not while the continent is being stolen from under our feet.
Let them that hate and persecute.
I read a piece that was attributed to Mr. Mugabe, and it says something like the people of South Africa don't mind pulling down statues and kicking statues of dead people, but they are afraid to slap even one living person who looks like that dead person. Well, nobody's got to slap nobody. Nobody's got to beat nobody. Nobody's got to die. We just have to get rid of these criminals. If we unite and all of us stand up and tell them to run, they will go.
Of the 80s. something for something, nothing for nothing, 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 something for something, nothing for nothing.
This one is straight from Asante's archives. Thomas Mutafirenyika Mukanya Mapumo. A tune called Corruption, way back in the 80s, the man made this tune. Yeah. It shows you how far back the rot has been going on in the country. At this time, it actually sounds like he had faith that the justice system would bring the corrupt individuals to justice.
Being corrupted, the big fish don't care about it. Some women strip for a job. What the solution?
Now at this point in time, actually, corruption was only confined to the highest ranks in the land, but right now it's spread all over, because if you lock up the food, yeah, if you lock up the food in the house, your children will learn to steal. That's how it works. There's no food in Zimbabwe, it's all locked up and exclusively preserved for those with political connections or the politicians themselves. So people have to survive. I really, really like this elder here. I respect him too, because he has maintained a certain position. When we was fighting for freedom, he was there fighting and singing and, you know, taking the brunt of whatever the impact of his music brought. And after the struggle, he celebrated the struggle, celebrated ZANU-PF, celebrated Mugabe. But when they started going wrong, yes, told them they was going astray, they were going the wrong way. And that was the truth. So I salute him for that. That is what we need real revolutionaries, not mercenaries who are just in it for money. Big up to Mr. Mukanya out there in America. May the blessings of the Most High be upon you every time.
If you can't give, you're gonna get a son. If you can't give, you're gonna get a son. If you can't give, you're gonna get a son. If you can't give, you're gonna get a son. If you can't give, something for something.
Today, because of this corruption and misgovernments, we are spread all over the face of the earth. Some get killed because they're not where they should be. They're there because their country got ruined by our politicians.
Nothing for nothing.
Young man, what's wrong with your mind? You go about murdering and killing for what? How much do you get? Sugar for your tea? Or just enough to buy you some beer? Is that the value you put on your life? Because the value you put on another man's life literally translates to the value of your own life. What goes around comes around. He that lives in violence shall go down in violence.
Oh Lord, I say, stop it, stop it, stop it, stop it.
stop it, stop it. Leave it, leave it, leave it, leave it, leave it. You shall be punished. Stop it, stop it, stop it, stop it, stop it. Leave it, leave it, leave it, leave it, leave it. The system. The sound of freedom.
Like I said, if anyone should come to you and offer you weapons and money to go fight your brothers, take the money and shoot the bastard. Every time we fuss and fight, we're doing the devil's work for him. I guess he's well equipped enough to do his own job, so we don't need to be helping him out. Matthias Julius, a man from Harare, Zimbabwe. With a thing called freedom.
The sound of freedom. The sound of freedom.
Brother Innocent Galenoma, the man from Tanzania, with a song called Running.
Running. Running.
You see, the problem with most of us is we never really know what time it is. Times have changed, things have changed. Now is the time for the unity of men. For a long time, humankind has been enslaved to the establishments. It don't matter race, color, creed, tribe, we've all been slaves. We are still slaves. Some are better off than others. Like on a slave farm, you know, they are laborers, they are slave drivers, they are house slaves and all that. That's, you can fit in one of those there. You can find yourself there if you seriously look. So we basically enslaved by this system. And for us to come out of this, we have to unite across borders, across racial lines, across tribal lines, because they are all illusions. Otherwise, we stay in the same place, between a rock and a hard place, from the frying pan into the fire.
Man, Imran, crowned king of kings, reign the four corners of this earth. Jaren is the kings of kings. Ashanti Kotoko, the number one selector, gonna lead, run things 24/7. Hit you with cultural conscious music, good music for the soul, keep you in control. Run things, you hear?
Rastafari. I declare to all black man, oneness we are dealing with now.
Leaders of black countries, can't we have a talk? Leaders of black countries, can't we have a talk? Forgetting who is boss, forgetting who is boss. Got a lot of questions to ask, can't find the right words to start. One thing I would like to know, what is your plan for the ghetto? Oh yeah, oh yeah. Leaders of black countries, can't we have a talk? Leaders of black countries, can't we have a talk? Forgetting who is boss, forgetting who is boss. Oh yes. People have been suffering because of unemployment. People have been suffering because of crime and violence. You just can't sit there and relax. You've got a lot of spaces. Oh yeah, then you will be the guest.
Yeah, the leaders are out there playing, and the people are out there dying.
they have forgotten that we the people are the boss and they work for us. And we the people have forgotten that we can get rid of those people as easy as it is to make a cup of tea. Yeah, you might get bent, you might get some steam in your face, but you can get them out. I mean, our leaders are the criminals, because a criminal is somebody who takes things away from other people that they have earned and worked for. Now, these kinds of criminals are a bit different because they steal opportunity. That's bad, because you don't even get to make the material resources that an ordinary thief can come and steal.
Me say, all over the world, I want name and mention when it comes to relief tension.
Asante Kutu.
Bring the good vibration in the East of Armageddon.
Required from
Steel Pulse with the song Roll Around the Red Golden Green. Well, they're still stealing the gold and diamonds, the silver, the oil, the cobalt, the copper out in Zambia there. All in association with our elected politicians. Liberation through democracy. One God, one aim, one destiny. Rally round the flag, rally round the red, gold, black. Yes, every African country, including our own Zimbabwe. We had to sell those diamonds somewhere, didn't we? And as evidence is on the ground for everyone to see, what happened to the money?
Africa, Africa, a history of mystery. Africa, Africa, respect and authority.
Africa. Our own governments are the biggest criminals. Mugabe is a top African nationalist. Well, that's what he believes.
His majesty is winning now. Rejoice.
Yes, he might have been a puppet of the West, but he has since broken free. Don't know about that. For me, if I look at the last election, I mean, first thing, the election is always a joke anyway, because most of those opposition parties are owned by ZANU-PF. And then you have to get the Israelis to come and rig the election for him to win it. Now, when I look at who Israel is, they are top friend is the United Kingdom and America, so I don't see how that works. Don't worry, soon we will chase this wicked man out of town. All of them, right across the world. It's people's time. Emmanuel Brown with the song A Cup of Tea. A fish for you, a fish for me, a break of bread and a cup of tea. That's the African way. We are a Greek curious people. We must not let this system break that last fiber of our society.
A fish for me, a break of bread and a cup of tea. A fish for you and a fish.
family, it's always nice being with you here. Even though we're discussing tough issues like this, hate is a very bad thing.
Brothers and sisters, let us live in love and unity continually in this time.
Bioli, my brothers, Bioli, my sisters, keep that love light shining. Bioli, my brothers, Bioli, my sisters, let us give your praises. Marcus Garvey
This is VFM Live at www.vfmlive.com. Link up.
And
we need to love ourselves, because if you don't love yourself, how do you love the next person?
My sisters, keep that love light shining. Yeah.
We need unity and a collective realization that we are all on the same boat to nowhere.
Marcus Garvey says that the blood will run.
We spend most of our lives chasing after scraps, trinkets, accolades.
So you must
and this is all pure vanity. The only real thing we have in this illusion called life is the people around us. They are the fire that refines us into pure gold. So we have to know how to navigate our ways around other people. And tolerance happens to be a very big component of that.
But now he's coming with fire.
Love without tolerance is not love at all.
So you must be holy, my brother. Bioli, my sisters, keep that love light shining. This is true. Bioli, my brothers, Bioli.
Asante Kotako say, give some loving, give some loving, please give some love today. Hey, give some loving, give some loving, Jah will bless you in every way. Hey, give some loving, give some loving, please give a little love today. Hey, give some loving, give some loving, true love will never decay.
So arms in arms, we fight.
Divide and rule is how they keep us apart. We have to realize that. Even with the fabricated history that we got handed down by our colonial masters, it says we are all the same. We need to realize that and free each other up, because the only way we can all be free is if we free ourselves first, free those that we hold captive, and then together we can push for freedom, real freedom. Tendai Gamura from Zimbabwe with the song called Zimbarimabwe, House of Rocks. Unity is strength, black and white, yellow, gold and silver, every color and creed. We need to unite for a better future. Violence and wars are very bad tools for shaping better tomorrows. That's according to Malcolm X, I think. It could be Martin Luther, but fact is, that is fact. We have a beautiful country, people. It's called Africa. Let's get rid of those criminals running the place. I am a Christian soldier. We have a beautiful place. It's this rock called Earth. And we need to get rid of this system, a system of theft and oppression. Fighting to keep the gospel alive, around. The tough stand up and make up on the street, preaching the gospel of Christ. Me grind, the tough stand up and go up on the street, preaching the gospel of Christ. Life has taught me that everyone is my brother, irregardless of color, creed, tribe, and all such things.
I am a Christian soldier.
People are people. So you're my brother. As long as you want to be my brother, but I'll always be your brother. You might want to hurt me, to kill me. It's standard. That is what people do. Not all people, some people, and they are in the minority. The majority of people want to live in peace and harmony. The few realize that if they disturb the peace and break up the harmony, they can get more out of the people than otherwise. So let's wise up, family, and stop this fussing and fighting. It's no good for we, it's good for our leaders.
Favorite show.
It's got like all the hit music.
Amen to that.
Not to worry.
VFM Live.
VFM Live.
Catch up every day before live broadcasting.
If you don't know your past, you don't know your future. If you don't learn from history, you're bound to repeat it. Zimbabwe, unity is the key. We can't afford to fight each other. Zimbabwe, Zimbabwe, Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe, Zimbabwe, Zimbabwe. Let's build a village called Zimbabwe. Let's come together. Come together, brothers and sisters, let's get together. Beautiful people, beautiful country, beautiful children. Beautiful people, country, children. Hey, Zimbabwe, Zimbabwe, Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe, Zimbabwe, Zimbabwe.
Beautiful country, beautiful people, honest and hardworking people. Let's fix our country.
Threat in Zimbabwe with peace and love.
Let's fix our little corner there, so we stop being second-class citizens of this world.
In Zimbabwe, with peace and love. Hey, are you back in Zimbabwe?
Everywhere, Nigeria, fix your country. Mozambique, fix your country. Ethiopia, Eritrea, Somalia.
Unity. Peace and love and unity, that's what we need.
I know it's very hard for some countries, it's for most countries really, to really repair their economies because of mainly external factors that are a result of the systems that we adopted. Then we became independent. You can put that one in quotes.
Wisdom is better than silver and gold, and in the name of the Lord, oh, let's all join together.
And to the beautiful people of South Africa, I know the majority are nice and decent.
For everyone in Africa,
let us all stand up to this criminal injustice of black against black crime, man-to-man crime.
I in Zimbabwe, Congo.
We are all the same people. Beautiful family, it's been a pleasure hanging out with you. There's a huge storm coming. There's a big fight coming. Might want to save our energy and fight the right fight. Stop fighting and robbing and killing each other, and unite, organize, and get ready for the coming storm.
Oh,
People, look at the way the economic markets are behaving worldwide. Look at the wars, the rumors of wars, the moving of troops, strategic repositioning and positioning. Don't listen to the news. Research for yourself. It's all available on the internet. On the news, they will tell you what Kim Kardashian was wearing yesterday. Oh, how bad Barack Obama is at golf. They will not tell you how the investigation on the pedophilia in the English Parliament is going. Oh, now will they tell you how the Iraqi investigations into Tony Blair's illegal war is going? But they will tell you what Mario Balotelli ate last night. Such is life, people. We've got to wake up and live. Thank you for bearing with me and riding with me. Enough respect to everybody in the house, the sisters there. So until we meet again, let's spread the gospel of love and tolerance. Let's also spread the message that we, the people, make this world run, not money. We have the power. All we have to do is take it back. Unity is strength. Stop this senseless killing out there in South Africa. People of all lands, unite. Blood is the color of mankind.
it's fun, then it's in the as the world's VFM Live. Back to back. The hardest station on this side of the mothership has landed.